Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. Whoa. Let me see the hands that know you've been blessed. Come on. I'd like to take this time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. Bring the truck up a little bit. And when I look back over my life and see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me say this. Woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put it up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings that sent my way. See, could have been dead in some lonesome grave. You told, oh, death, told it to get back and behave. Y'all go ahead and come on.
Another blessing.
Another blessing. for me.
I never dreamed the righteous forsaken. Well, all his feet begging for bread.
Oh, my
mind. I can count on God. He won't let me down. All we do, just do what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through.
That's what he did.
Oh, well, but he'll welcome me. I've been blessed in so many ways.
What's it gonna
do? I just want to lift my hand.
Yeah, come on.
And give him all the praise. Ooh-wee. Another blessing.
Ooh-wee.
Another blessing.
Ooh-wee.
Another blessing.
Ooh-wee.
Another blessing.
I got my leg and I can walk.
Another blessing.
I got my tongue out.
And I can't
talk. Even the air
that
I receive. Got my lungs and I can breathe. Yeah, when I look around,
well,
I can see all the blessings he's given you and me. Bless our family and they're doing fine. Gave us peace. Gave us peace.
For yourself. I said, come on, give God some praise up in this house tonight. Anybody believe he deserves a standing ovation? Yeah. Look at somebody and tell him, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Oh, I am so happy tonight. I am so happy tonight. I'm just overjoyed. Vicki, you a mess. I had to loosen my belt up. He was choking me all in my stomach. Yeah. But we just want to say it's an honor for us to be here tonight. Just want you to know right off the front that we do have product in the back as well. And most of the songs that we send tonight, we have them in the front as well. And we'll be out there as well with Vicki, signing, and Karen. Signing some autographs for you. And I just want to say tonight, I just thank God for the Bishop here tonight, Bishop Blake.
Yes, yes.
We go back a long way. Somebody, that made me feel good earlier. They said that he was here because William Rivers was here and Vicki was here. I was like, oh my God. It's good to see you, man. You're looking good. Now listen, and I'm gonna move on and First Lady Blake.
Yeah.
No exceptions. But ain't she beautiful? But let me tell you, if I live to see it out July 21st, I'll be 57 years young. I think I still look pretty good for 56. Williams Brothers been singing, 2010 makes 50 years.
Yes.
We started in 1960 when we were kids. Our dad organized the group. We did our first album in 1973. Started our record label in 1991 and been at it ever since, Blackberry Records. I thank God for y'all just following in the footsteps.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And my Lord, if I live to get 84, we had a chance to do our 84th birthday celebration. And if I live to God, I know you done stood up enough tonight, but just one more time.
Ain't she pretty?
This kind of what I want to look like, y'all.
Mother River.
Oh! Y'all get up out of them seats.
Mother River's in the house tonight.
Don't be hating. Don't be hating.
Oh, my God. I've adopted her for my second mom. My mom is September last year. She turned 90 years old. And I tell you, just to see you with all of this energy, you just remind me of my mom when she was 84. And I just, oh, my God. Y'all thank God for Mother Rivers.
Yes.
That's my second mom, y'all. And I tell you, she sat down for the first time. We've known each other for a minute, but she sat down after the birthday celebration, and she told us some tremendous stories of how it was when she was coming up and how she used to pick cotton and for how much a day, 50 cents a day, all day, picking cotton in the field. But just look at God. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Mother Rivers is a living testimony tonight. Oh, oh, yeah. Come on up in your chest, folks. How many of you really thank the Lord for being alive tonight? Listen. Morning, we didn't need to get to you. Could have been dead and gone. The Lord just let me live on. I'm a living testimony. Anybody feel like I feel tonight? And I thank the Lord. I'm still alive. Yeah. Why won't they have to sing it? Oh, I'm a living testimony. All over this building. You know I could have been there. But I have taken a look at me. I'm a living testimony. And I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm still alive.
Thank you. this woman says, "What's your blood? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord.
Y'all still sitting there like God ain't never done nothing for you. Still alive. Still alive. Still alive.
I said some of y'all sitting there like God ain't never done nothing for you. As if you got your blessings all by yourself.
Some of y'all got blessings when you didn't even deserve being blessed. But God bless you anyway.
Listen, Blake. Up through the years, out on us. They talked about us. But the Williams brothers thought we were too country. Almost country that guy Vicky was talking about. Say we wasn't going to mount anything. For some 7 Grammy nominations later, over 15, almost 20 Stellar Award winnings later, I'm not bragging, but I'm just trying to show you what God can do tonight. 50 years. Thank God tonight. And I give him all the praise and all the glory that the Williams brothers are still here. Come on, y'all. We're glad to be here tonight. Come on.
Well, yeah. Hardy, I tell myself, Hardy. But I'm still here. Trouble. I see myself trouble, yeah. But I'm still here.
Anybody here feel like I feel tonight?
Yeah.
bruises. I've taken my ups and bruises, but I'm still here, still here tonight.
Oh, thank you, love.
Yeah, loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Can I get a witness in here tonight, y'all?
I made it through. I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
I know somebody here. Have a record this tonight.
Many times I've been lied on, but I'm still here.
Anybody in here ever been lied on?
I'm still here. But I'm still here. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I've had my share. But I'm still here. Get back, y'all. Disappointment, man. I had so many disappointments. But I'm still here.
Through it
all.
I made it.
Ready.
I need y'all to get on your feet for these sisters. Come on. And get the rock. Come on. Karen, come on. Surrender, come on.
Everybody.
Come on.
Clap your hands.
Come on, what a piano. Come on, what a piano. Come on,
Argon. Oh, I made it. Tell somebody that, yes, I made it. I'm still here.
Don't sing.
Don't get it up where you want it.
Sing it.
Yeah. I made it. One more.
She got it all wrapped up in one. She got him. She got Thelma Kelly. And she brings it all the way back. The Mother Clark. Is it all right if I take this time out the line? When I call you back, surrender tonight.
Come on, Dorinda.
When I get ready for somebody to take me to church, when I get ready for somebody to take me to church, all I got out to say is Dorinda. Nothing.
Sing.
Dorinda, say, y'all sing. What you sing? What's the name? Who is it? Dorinda.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Let's fill our cooler water, cooler water, cooler water.
came up. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, friends and neighbors in Radio Land. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that it is good to be here on Blog Talk Radio today. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have given up and become weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions, and then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without, fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now he is moving in you. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to understand him in the way we have never understood him before, wherein we come to, before, if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, then we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we will find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we begin to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we are not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. For all I have to do really is think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, and my soul can't help but to cry out, hallelujah, because I praise God for saving me. And all you really have to do, if you really want to do it, is taste and see that the Lord is good. Camel Soup says it as good. yeah. But then after you taste and see, that the Lord is good, and you find out that he is good, then you can say, come on, everybody, and oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Very briefly, we will be going into the Word of God. We will be going to Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. And then we're going to flip over to chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. But we must first realize that God did not give us a brief ministry, but one of power and of a sound mind. So in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, and I'll be reading out of the New King James Version of the Bible. It says, the former account I, hold on. The former account I made, O Theravos Bliss, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day which he was taken up after he through the Holy Spirit and given commandments to the apostles who he had chosen to, verse 4. And beginning assembly, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to take part from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. And John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 6 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one. They were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared unto them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave unto them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Verse 6, and when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own tongue. Thus is the reading of this, of God's word, and God's word is already blessed. I would like to lift out or highlight, if you will, verse 4 of chapter 1, where it says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me." And if I am effective enough, you will see why I say what I'm about to say as far as my thought. For my thought today is the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Let us pray. Lord God, it is now that we stand in the shoes of John to deliver your word. We ask that you order our steps, Father, in your word. Let me only think the things that you would have me to think, and help me to say only the things that you tell me to say. Let me hear only your voice. Open my eyes, God, that I may see clearly you and only you. And let me always, Father God, be an instrument, a reflection of your love. As long as you send inspiration from above, and let my words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always and continually be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the church said, amen. The best is yet to come. That thing you've been praying to God about and waiting on God to answer, that thing that you've been crying about, and I don't know what you have been or is going through, but God told me to tell you the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. As we look inside the window that houses this particular text, we find that it has been some 40 days since the resurrection. And no doubt we praise God often for the symbol of the cross, but we don't see the symbol of the empty tomb. I think we ought to give God praise for just an empty tomb. I mean, we praise God when we receive unexpected money when it arrives in our mailbox. We praise God when he sees us through whatever we're going through at that particular moment, but how about just giving God praise for an empty tomb? For on Resurrection Day, he got up, and there's an empty tomb that proves my Savior lives. You ask how I know he lives. It is because he lives in my soul. And just because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Just because he lives, all fear is gone. And you ask me how I know he lives. It's because he lives in my soul. The resurrection, no doubt, you see, when Jesus got up out of the grave, he put one foot on devils, the other on the crumbling empire of death, and declared, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am he that it was once dead, but now I am alive forevermore." He quickly snatched the devil by the nape of the neck and cast him off of his imperial throne. Yes, yet I'm talking about the best is yet to come. Jesus got up on that great resurrection day. The good news is you too can get up off the bed of affliction. You too can get up out that oppressed spirit. You too can get up out of that depressed spirit. You too can get up out of the valley of heartache and heartbreak. Get up. Get up. I know. I went a little T.D. Jakes there, but nevertheless, whatever the situation is today, you too can get up. I have came all the way from Alliance, Ohio to Blog Talk on my way to heaven to tell you the best is yet to come. I think we ought to give God praise for an empty tomb. See, we saw the agony when Jesus died. We saw the agony of the But on Resurrection Day, we have the thrill of shouting the victory, and you might have went through something this week, this month, this year, and said that you could not wait until this thing you've been going through was over. God, I can't wait till this thing is over and you turn on to Blog Talk. And Minister Amos Collins was delivering a word from God. Well, I come to tell you the best is yet to come. And now we move from resurrection to the ascension. Yeah, 40 days after the resurrection, we move into the ascension. And Jesus moved from being raised from the dead to sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for both you and I. So we don't have to worry about anything that the devil has to throw our way. Why? Because why? Why? Because Jesus is yet making intercession for you and I. You know yourself that if it had not been for Jesus making intercession for you and I, we could not have been, we could have been dead. We could have been still doing drugs. We could have been still drinking, dipping, and sipping. But nevertheless, God made intercession for you and I, and he delivered us from our afflictions and from our addictions and from the many, many things that we were involved in. For you see, while we were yet in sin, God came in and saved our soul and set us on the street called straight. Yeah. We get the ascension. He or she was hopeless, and God said, here, take my hand. Let me pull you out of drinking. But Jesus, I said, but Jesus made intercession for you and I, and said, oh, no, not my child. When everybody else threw us aside and said he or she was hopeless, then, and God said, here, take my hand. I think God deserves a hand clap for the stuff that he has bought you and are and I out of. Aren't you glad that you don't look like the stuff that God brought you out of? Aren't you glad that God has changed your whole life around. Oh, what a God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You see, if angels bow before him, then heaven and earth adored him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Yes. I get excited because I know if he brought me through that, he can bring me through this. And if he gets me through this, then he can bring me through this, 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 and that. Back to the word, if you will, sitting on the right hand of the Father. And the reason why he's sitting, not standing, is because he has finished what he started. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere and I don't want you to miss it. He is sitting. He is sitting. And the reason why he is sitting is because he started what he finished, and he has begun a great work in you. And he who began a great work in you will finish it. So therefore, he is sitting at the right hand of the Father because your salvation is finished. And now we move into sanctification. The resurrection was the salvation, but the ascension is the sanctification. You don't hear me, so I think I will say it again. We now move into sanctification. We have just dealt with the resurrection. And I'm going to have to finish this particular message on next week, but nevertheless, God is still a good God. We would like to remind you that on Monday night at 8 o'clock, we have the Reverend Dr. Jesse Stewart at 8, and we have Minister Leo Killings at 9 o'clock. On Wednesday night, we have all the way from the nation's capital, we have the Reverend Willie J. Van at 8 o'clock. Then we move on to Thursday, where we have the beloved Bishop George Bonnet at 8 o'clock. And then back here next Saturday at 1 o'clock. We have Minister Amos Joseph Collins. This is True Word Outreach Ministries saying, catch the word, for the word is falling. See you next week.